First Peter chapter 1 verses 18 and 19. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. As far as entrance to heaven, having our sins forgiven, being converted and knowing God personally, as far as salvation is concerned, money cannot purchase redemption. You need a much higher currency than money. You need the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. Whenever the Titanic was sinking, and we're just standing in front of the slipway here where the Titanic was launched before its maiden voyage, and whenever the Titanic was sinking, people made all sorts of plea bargains with various officers and people who were tending to the lifeboats if they could get a space in the lifeboat. And they said that one man offered all of his money for a place in the lifeboat. And it's recorded that the officer replied to him, "No amount of money can save you now. What use would your money be to me when I am facing death?" That's a remarkable statement, isn't it? We translate that into the spiritual. And as you stand someday on the brink of eternity, it'll be said, or it could be said, no amount of money can save you now. And it's true in this very present moment. No amount of money can save you now. Money can't buy health. Money cannot buy happiness. Money cannot buy time. And money cannot buy salvation. It was said of Queen Elizabeth I that whenever she lay on her deathbed and she was dying, and she had reigned for years over a kingdom upon which the sun never set, she had dressing rooms all around her with thousands of dresses that she would never wear again, and she knew that life was slipping away, and amongst her last words were these, "All my millions for just another inch of time." Money cannot purchase time. Money cannot purchase favour or merit before God. You need a much higher currency. You need the blood of Jesus Christ. There was no other good enough to pay the price for sin. Jesus only could unlock the gates of heaven and let us in. If God had dug up all of the golden streets and tore down the jasper walls and pulled down the ivory palaces and the pearly gates and sent his legions of angels, it wouldn't have been enough to redeem even one soul. It took the highest currency, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, God manifest in the flesh, having lived a sinless life, now dies an atoning death upon that cruel cross at Calvary and shed his precious blood. And it's that blood alone that can redeem you and purchase your soul. He purchased my soul with blood at Calvary. Can I ask you today, are you saved? Are you a member of the family and fold of God? Are you in the kingdom of God? You need the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the only thing that God accepts. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 13, God said to the children of Israel, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." That's all he looks for. The blood of Jesus Christ. Are you washed in the blood? Are you redeemed by blood? Are you under the blood today? If not, then come to Christ. We encourage you to do that. Come. Come now. All things are ready. He'll receive you if you come. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.